It's Thursday, May 2nd, 2024. Let's talk about the news. From Reuters, flash floods and landslide kill at least 45 in central Kenya. Flash floods that were initially blamed on a burst dam, but which were later confirmed to have been caused by a river tunnel becoming blocked by debris, and a landslide have killed at least 45 people and injured more than 100 others in central Kenya. This new wave of flooding brings the total death toll attributable to heavy rains and flooding in Kenya to more than 140 people since last month, and more than 185,000 have been displaced by those floods over the same period. Flooding isn't unusual in this part of the world during its annual rainy season, but flooding has become more irregular and powerful in recent years due to shifts in the climate. From the Associated Press, U.S. poised to ease restrictions on marijuana in historic shift, but it will remain a controlled substance. The U.S. Drug Enforcement Agency will reclassify marijuana as a Schedule 3 drug, according to sources familiar with the government's plans. Marijuana is currently a Schedule 1 drug alongside substances like LSD and heroin, and this reclassification would put it in the same category as some types of anabolic steroid and ketamine, substances that are often used for various sorts of therapies, but which are still controlled and require a prescription. This change in classification could have a dramatic impact on marijuana's status at the state level, as it would reduce the penalties for possession and could make it easier for marijuana-oriented businesses to work within the banking system. Recent polls found that 70% of U.S. adults support legalizing marijuana, up from just 30% in 2000. And from the New York Times, Florida's 6-week abortion ban is now law with political implications. A ban on abortions after 6 weeks of pregnancy came into effect in Florida on Wednesday, marking a major policy shift in the state. This new ban dramatically reduces a woman's options when it comes to abortions, as most women don't know they're pregnant at 6 months, and most neighboring states also have abortion bans on the books, which means traveling to get one performed might require a significant and expensive trip. This ban could complicate things for the Republican lawmakers who passed it in November, as while abortion restrictions and bans remain a key focus for some components of the party, public opinion polls in Florida indicate broad, bipartisan opposition to strict abortion bans, and every time abortion bans have been on the ballot following the overturning of Roe v. Wade by the Supreme Court, folks have voted against them, even in deeply conservative parts of the country. If you're finding some value in One Sentence News, consider leaving a quick review wherever you get your podcasts and/or sharing the show with a friend. You can find out more about this show or subscribe to the email version at onesentencenews.com, and you can support this and other related projects like the Let's Know Things and Brain Lenses podcasts at understandery.com.